Welcome to the Superstars of Business as Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors another in-depth look at our area businesses, products, people, services, organizations that makes our area work. And with us today is Stacy Hull, and she's with Raton Main Street, Raton Arts and Cultural District, and a couple of other things too, I'm sure. Good morning.
Good morning, Billy D. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
And this is the season to shop small.
Shop small, yeah. Small business Saturday just passed us. And you always want to think about your hometown businesses first because their dollars turn around better in your community. So we've done a few promotions this year to try to get people to come downtown and shop at their small local-owned businesses. And also just have a little bit of holiday cheer downtown.
Yeah, and that's the thrust of the Main Street program. And of Raton Main Street is to revitalize and use the assets that we have here.
Right. Yeah. Building on our historic treasures as far as architecture and even anchor businesses, you know, that have been here for multi-generations, I guess. And, you know, just to really make our downtown a strong, thriving place for business as well as social atmosphere.
So. Absolutely. And we've got all of the ingredients there. It's a matter of mixing them and matching them and getting them all working in the same direction.
Right. Yeah. When you have such a beautiful place to start from, it takes a little creativity and a little hard work to come up with some great things that really are true to the community and draw the people out and get them excited about what's going on downtown.
Yeah. You know, we're those of us that have lived here a long, long, long time. We have the tradition. We have those assets that we're aware of. But sometimes it takes an outside point of view to really highlight that and to get us to appreciate and maybe think about our things in a different way. And so I think in that respect, the Main Street and also you personally have helped out tremendously to get us aware of what we have here.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I do think, you know, you live in a small town and or, you know, even in the city sometimes and you forget about all the great things you have going on around you. And it kind of takes a new perspective of somebody coming in and really shining the light on those things again and hopefully revitalizing the way we think about our hometown and our community.
Give us a little background on the Main Street organization itself. There's a national, there's a state, and then there's a local Main Street.
Right. Local Main Streets, local communities can apply to become a Main Street program. And they have to meet certain criteria and kind of prove that they have the starting grounds to build a program because it is rather regulated. You know, we have certain areas that we have to work in. There's actually 11 guiding principles is what they call it as far as, you know, community support, both private and public. And just working in the four points, which are promotions, organization, business improvement, we call it economic positioning here, and then organization. And so those four points each have their own committee that work in the Main Street program, and then we have our governing board at the local level. And then we report quarterly to the state, letting them know what we're doing here and how things are going, whether we have business openings, closings, employment loss or gain.
Report card.
Yeah, we have a little report card we have to fill out on a quarterly basis. We also have annual salary and budget reviews and as well as an assessment of the entire program. And that's when they come in and meet with all of the different committees, all of our volunteers, the board. They meet with the city when they're here and just talk about what's going on in our program. And then we get kind of a list of kudos and a list of this is what you need to be doing to take your program to the next level. And then the state reports all that back to the National Historic Preservation Main Street Division. And they deem us whether we're nationally accredited or not. And not every Main Street program has to meet national accreditation, but it's always kind of a goal of mine, I guess, to make sure that we're striving to that higher level. And it's nice when you go to the National Main Street Conference and you have a little extra ribbon on your badge that says you're nationally certified. And it's just kind of a level of pride, I guess, that we can hold here in Raton. And they even scroll all the communities, and the only communities that come up on the screen for, you know, the 1,000 attendees to see are the nationally certified communities. So it gets our name out there a little bit too, and shows mm-hmm. that we're working at a great level.
So, you know, as far as putting us up against other small towns, we're right there. We have everything that an ideal small town and community would have. Then on the other side, we also have the same challenges and problems
That's the great thing about going to these workshops is that, you know, sometimes you can sit at your desk or, you know, sit in your community and you can think about all the challenges that we're having, you know, all the maybe little struggles that we're going through. And it's great when you can go there and realize that, boy, there's people out there with a lot bigger problems than I've ever had to face, you know, or mm-hmm. similar problems. It could even be an urban main street and, you know, a city as large as like Detroit, and they're struggling with the same things that Raton are. So mm-hmm. it just reminds me that we all kind of start from the same base when you're talking about your, you know, your local downtown and kind of the heart of the community, which is what our logo says. So.
Right. And most every community in the nation is trying to get that heart, that downtown, back and revitalized.
Right. The Main Street program through the National Trust, I believe, might be in its between 20 and 25 years. I won't quote an exact year just in case. Well, it has to be at least 25 because I know that both Iowa and New Mexico have had their 20th and 25th anniversaries. So, you know, it's been around for a while, but it seems really in the last 5-10 years, there's been a huge resurgence and either trying to create a new development that looks like a downtown. Mm-hmm. And you'll see those a lot in the big cities. You know, you can drive in and they've tried to create this kind of downtown atmosphere, but it's all new development. Or you have, you know, the small historic downtowns that are trying to work, you know, to similar goals of creating a Main Street program that maybe aren't deemed a Main Street. So.
Right. Yeah, we've heard of one in Denver that pretty much recreates downtown Raton, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, I've heard. I need to go check that out because it would be interesting to see what it looks like. And, you know, the difference between, you know, building on an already built downtown is that, you know, if you want to talk about being green to your environment, mm-hmm. There's nothing better than trying to keep your structures that you already have operating and well kept. Because, you know, if you have to tear down a building and load that out, or even to rebuild a building, the value being able to save that is just so much better for our environment and for the economy.
Right. And along those lines, the historical district in Raton, there are many regulations, many things that you must adhere to remain historically accurate.
Right. If you're looking at doing renovations in the downtown historic district, the Historic Preservation Division at the state level will come in and try to assist you in that. But really what they're doing is trying to regulate that a little. You don't have to necessarily go through them, but you can be removed off of the historic district sites if you don't adhere to the historic preservation standards. And every state office throughout the country is a little different. Some are great to work with. Some are a little more challenging. But our design guys at the New Mexico Main Street office are, trying to build a great kind of bridge, I guess, between mm-hmm. the local level and the state office. So if you are facing any challenges with the Historic Preservation Division at the state level, you know, you could always give me a call and I can match you up with a couple of our design guys at New Mexico Main Street, and hopefully they could foster some of those challenges a little bit and get you moving in the right direction.
Okay, great. Speaking of moving in the right direction, coming back to Raton for the holidays, and Main Street, et cetera, has come up with several neat things going on. We've got a calendar together of the November and December events, and it keeps on changing. They keep on adding stuff.
And it's an impressive list for sure.
So. Yeah. And one of those things that have been brought into our reality is extended hours on Fridays for some of the merchants through 8 p.m. And then a receipt saver promotion has come up with, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, and I thought I would expand on that receipt saver promotion just a little bit in case anybody's still maybe unsure about how it works or not sure if they want to participate or not. The receipt saver promotion is really just to, you know, drive business downtown and to reward people for shopping locally. So for every, you know, dollar you spend, you keep your receipts. If it's at one of the participating merchants, and we have 32 downtown businesses on the envelope, so you just keep your all of your receipts. We tally that whole total up, and you get a raffle ticket for every $10 that you spend. And it goes into, you know, a raffle to win some great prizes. We have a recliner from Woody's Furniture. We have a couple of cash prizes. I know we have at least $100, and then we might have another 50 or 100. Still collecting some donations there. We have some gift certificates. So we'll do a gift certificate pack as well as a gift basket. So there's some great ways to win some prizes. And it just shows your support. And, you know, I think that people would be surprised when we come up with a total of, you know, all of the people that have turned in their receipts. The total dollar spent downtown will be kind of an exciting number for us to see and see how well our community does support shopping in Raton.
Absolutely, because every dollar does make a difference. And as you said, for every $10 you spend, you get a raffle ticket. And then they have a special double bonus nights every Friday evening from 5 to 8. And then also every day throughout the holiday season, we're going to feature a couple of those businesses, and you'll get double your bonus. And today that is at A Cut Above and at Anthony's Jewelers. So all day.
All day long. You can go in any time during the day. So save your receipt. They'll give you a little bright colored tag along with it that says receipt saver double value, and that way I know when I'm adding up your receipts that you get double your receipt value. So if you spend you know, $25 on a haircut today at A Cut Above, then you'll actually get $50 towards your raffles. So instead of getting two raffle tickets, you'll actually get five raffle tickets because it will double your value. So if you have any product that you've been wanting to pick up, or maybe looking at a gift item for somebody, you know, you could go into A Cut Above and get that. And then Anthony's Jewelers, you know, for the men out there, or even the women.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking at getting jewelry for yourself or as a gift, it's a great time to go in there and get double your value on your item.
Well, yeah, and not only jewelry, but he's got estate jewelry. They've got watches, etc. Yeah, so really, and I was sort of turned on to this here this year, but almost anything that you would want, you could find it here in Raton. I mean, you really, really, really could. And it will be probably, if you had to order it, you know, on the internet, but if you had to do that, it would get here at the same amount of time that if you ordered it from one of our merchants, they would get it here. Plus, you would get their backing and their service, that if something was wrong, well, then they'd make it right.
Right. I mean, that, and to me, the service and the just the experience of being, you know, but I'm a real tangible person. I want to, you know, be able to touch it and look at it and you know, compare it to maybe other things. And that's really hard to do online.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's certain items that maybe, you know, it's convenient to do online, and that's fine. But when you're shopping for a personal gift, there's nothing better than to be able to really hold it in your hand and think about the person and whether it, you know, it's something that really is going to work for them. So,
Kick the tires.
Yeah, for my age, that's probably, you know, that's probably seen as odd that I'm not as much of an online person as I am, but I still hold those kind of old values, I guess, that I really like to see the product and talk to the people and know that if it doesn't work, I can take it back easily and there's no fine print about what the return policy is.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's that one-on-one. And then plus the added benefit of helping families stay employed and our tax rate and fill the potholes in the fire department, police department.
Right. And yeah, on. That's and always my spiel. That, yeah, you want your potholes filled in town, then you need to be making sure you're shopping local.
Yeah, and I can't understand how anybody would buy a pair of shoes online. I mean, I went into Solano's yesterday and tried on a pair of shoes. They've got great Roper, but you could actually feel and walk around and say, "Yeah, that is good." But you know, we've all put on shoes that say, "No, it says it's 10.5 or whatever," but it's just not the same. It's just
even,
not right.
You know, clothing. I have a clothing store that I love that is not close here. And so I look up on my dress pants, you know, and I see exactly what style they are and what size and what brand. And I go online and I ordered the same exact, you know, size and style cut and, and everything. And I get them home and they don't fit anywhere like the pair that I bought at the store. And I just can't quite figure that out, you know. But like you said, there's nothing like being able to try it on and see really how it feels. So.
Right. So today it's a cut above and Anthony's Jewelers for the double value for your receipts. Tomorrow it's going to be Bear Country Gifts and Bonnie's Unisex.
Right.
And then on Thursday, Chicorica Lane and the Boutique. And then Friday, Car Quest and Flowerland. And so that will be this week's double saver, where you can get double value if you shop there all day those days. So that's going to be fun. And then they can take those receipts December 31st, correct?
It goes until December 31st. So we wanted to take it clear till the end of this year. And, you know, because there are some people that maybe do holiday shopping or shopping for themselves after the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to take it clear through the end of the year. And then you can bring in your receipts to me at the Main Street office when I'm available. I do have some, you know, volunteers in there occasionally, but it might be a little smoother if you come visit with me. But I'll try to do the best I can so that, you know, if you can't make it to our Receipt Saver Prize reception on January 13th, that you can still make sure that you have your raffle tickets in to us. So this goes through the 31st, and then you can either bring receipts in to the Main Street office or you can bring them down to the Old Pass Gallery during the prize reception, and we'll get all of the receipts tallied and get your raffle tickets in and start spinning that wheel and seeing what numbers get drawn.
All right, and that's January 13th there at the Old Pass Gallery. Now, another thing that is very unique and I really like is that Name That Christmas Carol.
Right, yeah.
Guess the Christmas Carol in the windows downtown.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of a fun promotion that we can get people downtown and have a little fun trying to guess what Christmas carol the windows depict. So, you know, you never know looking at them. I've been trying to make some of my own guesses, and I have to tell you there's some challenges this year.
Yes.
You know, some that maybe could go one way or the other. And
ours is definite. There's only one way to go, but it's not your usual Christmas carol. So,
right, that's the biggest thing, and you know that we have some maybe older Christmas carols too that people haven't heard of, or some new ones that you're probably never going to guess unless you really look at what's in the window and then start trying to find something online maybe to get some hints. And if you have any, you know, real strong challenges with a couple of them, you could always give me a call at the office and I might be able to give you a hint or two if I know the carol at that point and help you out. We do have windows still going up. So if you're out trying to do that this week, there might be a few missing windows at this point, but we're trying to get everybody windows up, and you can pick the Guess the Christmas Carol contest entry forms up at any of the business or participating, or you know, at my office at the Schuller Theater. We do have 22 windows this year, and we thought that was great because the school was only able to do a couple windows.
Oh, okay.
And last year, I think they had about a dozen windows, and we had 24.
Okay.
So it really actually shows that we have more business participation this year, which is fun to me. I really like how we're seeing the retailers kind of pull together and really try to promote the downtown. That's a great thing to see. And, you know, not saying that they haven't in the past, but I think the more we can have some of these unified efforts, because, you know, many are always stronger than one, for sure.
Absolutely. There's strength in numbers. And speaking of numbers, Main Street, you're not solely promoting the downtown area and excluding everyone else. That's not
Right. That is not,
the mission.
And I, you know, I always have concern about that because, you know, it, the Main Street program itself through the National Trust, we are regulated to, you know, work in the true downtown site of a community, whether it be an urbanized, you know, downtown kind of set of buildings or whether it be, you know, a small town like Raton. And they kind of look at our districts and say, this is how, this is what you can be. This is where we think, your downtown lies, and it's supposed to be walkable and very, you know, very small knit, I guess. So, you know, as much as, we would love to, you know, do more in the entire town, it does really help for us to have a strong downtown. And the more we can do to bring people downtown, then hopefully they spread out through the whole community. So, you know, I know that that's always, you know, something people say is why aren't we doing this, you know, at this part of town, or, you know, why do we only work in a small area? But we really are kind of bound by the national program to work in a smaller defined area. But we do promote all business for sure. And, you know, we have other sponsorship opportunities or even like this window contest. You know, we opened it up. Anybody can adopt a window downtown so that it's still walkable.
Right.
But maybe, you know, an outside of the downtown district building or business can adopt a window and still advertise and get some bang for their buck off of this promotion. It didn't cost anything to do. It takes a little creativity and maybe buying a few props if you want to have a really creative window. But we try to do the best we can to still remain, you know, inclusive for the entire community, but knowing that we have to focus in our downtown to meet the National Trust standards.
Yeah, it's cooperation. We decided, well, let's get one too, because the thinking is if you do good, we do good. I mean, there's no reason for us to have a downtown window other than just to kind of show off the downtown area, and also, you know, kind of toot our own horn, for sure. We want to have a presence as well. But those particular places off of the highway, Clayton Highway, it's also beneficial for them to have people come to the downtown area, because then they will walk around and spend some more time, say, hey, well, maybe we should stick around another day or...
we hope.
Yeah, exactly. And then that means they will have to stay at the hotel and eat at the restaurants, et cetera. So, again, one does good, we all do good.
Right. And, you know, if you ever drive into a community and the downtown is, you know, dilapidated or dead, you know, I mean, it's just kind of falling apart and there's nothing going on, you'll see that the whole community is struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, where if a community has a strong kind of core, their strong downtown, then business is easier to thrive all over, as well as community spirit. So, you know, of course, I'm the Main Street director, so I'm going to, you know, have a really strong opinion about what a downtown can do for an entire community. But, you know, and like I said, there's all kinds of people trying to do this Main Street movement, even if they're not part of the Main Street program. So I do think that even in that resurgence, it does show the economic impact that having a strong downtown community can do for your entire town.
Well, let's shift gears just a little bit. And another example of the assets that we have is the fact that we were named an Arts and Culture District.
Right.
And five in the state, is that how
there's
many there?
Six, I believe.
Now.
Yes,
okay.
There's five others besides
five
us.
Others.
Yes.
And so there aren't many of those designations, and had to go through quite a process to get named to be an Arts and Culture District.
Right. And I wasn't here during the whole application process. So I do have to thank Shelley Wood and her guidance and the whole core committee that helped apply for that. I guess we had, you know, one of the most impressive applications. So that says a lot about our community and how strong people pull together and put our best foot forward, I guess. So, I came in, I think only a couple of weeks before we did the first assessment where, you know, we had been awarded, and then they bring in all of these kind of experts in the arts and culture world and really assess our town and what we're going to need to do to be, you know, to really activate an arts and cultural district in our community. So that was in May of 2010. Mm-hmm. I had to think back what year it is. And, you know, they gave us a long list of things to do. And actually, when they came, you know, we were struggling. The chamber was trying to rebuild themselves. The Arts and Humanities Council actually, you know, had just had a new director over the past, you know, only a few months. And I was very new, and the city was going through some turmoil. So, you know, they had a lot of concern, actually, mm-hmm. about Raton and whether we were going to be able to pull this off. They came back May of this year and were pretty blown away, I guess, by, you know, that we've been able to overcome some of that. The chamber's rebuilding has a great, you know, new set of board members that they're working on. Grow Raton had been formed. That was one of the things they said is that we needed an economic development driver in Raton. The city has a full commission now, mm-hmm. as well as a city manager.
Isabel Castillo Performing Arts Center, they were very impressed with.
The Isabel Castillo Performing Arts Center, they were very impressed with. They just couldn't believe that Santa Fe Trail Schools was able to, you know, secure that facility and to start their programming there. So we actually have three mm-hmm. theaters in one block, which is, you know, amazing for the size of our community, and two of them being just beautiful historic right. theaters is an asset that I don't think many people probably realize. You know, you go to any other town our size and they would be lucky to have one theater mm-hmm. that looks like one of ours, and we have two.
Right, so. Right. Very, very lucky that the city owns the Schuller, obviously, and so that has become an asset because they have been able to preserve that theater where others might have been torn down if they were privately owned. And then the El Raton has been privately owned since 1930 and was closed for a few years. And then we had the consortium of the three families come back in, and they've really, really poured in the blood, sweat, tears, and dollars. And
right.
and we are very, very lucky and happy that they did. Now, part of what the Arts and Culture District Committee told us, Schuller Restoration is a member of the Arts and Culture District, and I'm on the Schuller Restoration. Part of what they told us was we needed to have a signature event.
Right. Yes. And I heard Howard, I think he mm-hmm. was here yesterday, talking about our signature event. We, you know, Howard is a great visionary. I mean, I hope that, you know, I can always remain that passionate about my community and, you know, the way to make it better, I guess, and to get people involved and really feel, you know, like they have a home here. Mm-hmm. And so he's got a great amount of vision and passion, and he has continued to throw ideas out at, you know, our monthly Arts and Cultural District Board meetings, or I guess we're an advisory council to the city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody really jumped up and said, yes, let's do that one. And Howard and I took a trip to Silver City, so we had a long time in the car to talk about different things.
And it is a long trip.
We had just done our marketing plan for the single source vendor. And, you know, it came very evident that a strong part of our culture and history is our beautiful outdoor you know, scenery, as well as all of the activities that you can do here between the Whittington Center and Sugar Creek Canyon, and, you know, now the Climax Canyon mm-hmm. Has, you know, some great trails there. So we started talking about, you know, how we can kind of bridge the gap between this great arts environment that we have with our outdoor activity. And all of a sudden he said, the art of the great outdoors. And we started talking about all of the things that we can do to really build on that. Because if you think about it, fishing is kind of an art.
It is,
you know,
an art.
I mean, you've got to know the right casting, the right reel, you know, the speed mm-hmm. to reel in, or maybe whether mm-hmm. You know, have to tip your rod a little bit while you're reeling in, you know, just different things like that, or even making your own bait. I mean, I know that Bob Dye, I believe, is the one out at Sugar Creek mm-hmm. that makes like the best homemade bait. So there's all kinds of.
He's the Duke of Dough Balls.
Is he the Duke of Dough Balls? I like that. We'll have to call him Bob Dye that from now on. So, you know, we started talking about even shooting. You know, there is an art to how you set up your gun and, you know, timing and all of that. So
horseback riding, I mean, bicycle riding, et cetera. Yeah, it's all got that art and that science that goes with it. So, right. yeah, so there's a lot of fingers there that are possibilities. Right. So the vision is that it's going to be over two or three weekends, and have several different events in each weekend.
Right. And then, you know, some small trickling things throughout the week, so that if somebody wanted to come in on a Saturday and stay till Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday would be kind of jam-packed, you know, things going on, whether out at the Whittington Center or Sugar Reed or downtown. And then, you know, still have some things going on through them for them through the week, whether it's, you know, hiking or shooting out at NRA or the Whittington Center, I should say. And so, you know, we want to really try to make, you know, two or three weekends big, weekends with lots going on with some trickling things throughout the week, so that if somebody wanted, you know, somebody could afford the time to be able to stay here from a Friday to a Friday, or a Friday to a, you know, a following Saturday, so they're here 10 days, you know, or something, they could, or if they can only catch a 3-day, you know, weekend or a 5-day, that there'll be plenty to do throughout that time. So, you know, we're looking at trying to get as many community people involved in this. Anybody that has a passion about all of the great, you know, outdoor activities that we have here, as well as the arts, whether it be music, performance, visual arts. You know, we really want people to come out and help us plan this big event. You know, we were going through this marketing plan, and we really came up with, you know, the fact that we do have great arts and we do have great outdoor activities. Howard and I went to the research and marketing conference for the state of New Mexico, and the state tourism department has decided to deem New Mexico outdoor adventure steeped in culture, which runs right along with what we're feeling Raton is. You know, I mean, we have great culture and history here. You know, you talk about, it's funny, some people say we're a mining town, we're a railroad town, we're a, you know, and really what we are is a melting pot of many cultures. You know, I mean, I don't think you could come to a small town that still has such true, rich ties to their ancestry that Raton does. So it's great. I love to go through the museum and see all the stories of people and historic pictures. And
well, it even shows in our city seal. I mean, you know, there's four or five different things and aspects that we can all trace that were the start and great traditions and to continue on.
Right.
So, yeah, to focus in on that, maybe we should get big. And big as all of the outdoors. So September was thought that would be the best time, because that's some of the best absolute weather that we have around here.
For sure.
And we wanted to expand it a little bit more from the summer months and get something going, you know, hopefully all year long on down the line, but at least expand that out into September, where we know it's going to be beautiful weather. Now, that's going to be a meeting, and that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow at noon at the Sweet Shop.
Okay.
And anybody interested in maybe just hearing more about the concept, I guess, or contributing some part, whether it be serving on a committee or, you know, specifically helping with an event, if you love fishing and you really want to help put on a fishing derby, if you love painting and you want to explore maybe an en plein air show, which is, you know, painting outside, or, you know, photography, if we wanted to do an outdoor photography contest. So there's, I mean, you know, it's wide open right now. So we're really looking at people to come in and give us some ideas of what they want to see, what kind of music, you know, just everything, food, whatever we can do.
Because that's really an art. Food is an art.
Food is an art, for sure, and eating it right is, too.
Yeah, I've got that down. Okay. And then also website development, theexplorerattone.com.
Right. We're looking at, you know, adjusting that website some to become a better tourism portal. You'll see some of our advertising says, you know, Raton, New Mexico, the portal to whatever we're trying to promote at that time. So it could be, to, you know, the portal to great fishing in New Mexico, or the portal to, you know, the best shooting in the Southwest. So, you know, the portal is similar to the Gateway, which Raton has used for a long time, except that the state tourism office felt like the portal sounded more like a gathering place instead of a pass-through. They think Gateway kind of simplifies, you know, the drive-through as you're going to something better, and we want to signify that we are the place to start all things. So if you come here and even just spend a day or 3 days before you go on to something else, whether it be into Colorado or, you know, into the Enchanted Circle area or farther, you know, south into Mexico, we want people to know that we're the place to kind of start, where things start. And there's so many things that we can kick off there. So our Explore Raton website will have different pages in those areas, whether it be fishing or hunting, or even cattle. You know, we have some great cattle ranchers here that are starting to do trips, and you know, you can go out there and stay and get that whole cattle experience.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, just so many
exciting things.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude ranches. So we'll have pages that will specifically focus on different areas so that people, if they want to come for a 3-day trip or if they want to come for a 7-day trip, they can get on there and see what there is to do and build kind of an itinerary for a vacation Raton. So.
Fantastic. And, by the way, too, also, the Arts and Culture District just received word of a grant received.
I haven't announced that on the radio yet. We applied for a grant through the New Mexico Tourism Co-op Marketing Program, and we received $30,000 grant, so we were pretty excited about that. And that was a great partnership between all of the organizations involved in the Arts and Cultural District. And that will help match the money that we're receiving from the city for a single source vendor effort. So instead of having the $60,000 that we were awarded through lodgers tax money, we have $90,000 to work with now, which, you know, will really help us expand. Some of the things that we're looking at are hitting a harder market and magazine, strategic magazines that focus in maybe fishing or hunting or some of the, you know, camping even. So we'll look at doing that. And then we're also looking at mobile apps because everybody is kind of going to this mobile world. So if we can do some mobile apps or some GPS tourism. So if people can use their GPS to find exactly where they're supposed to be, those are some apps that we're looking at that get us a little tech savvy, I guess. And I don't understand all of it. I know how it works, but we have some great people in the community as well as outside the community that are going to be able to help us with that. So,
And another avenue, TV, the TV advertising too.
And between, the TV advertising and the billboards, and those were both things that the single source vendor kind of assisted getting the information for, but the city actually is expending that out of, I believe it's extra funds that were left from the previous year. You know, they only have like 2 years that they have to spend 100% of their promotional money. And so they've had some carryover, primarily because they didn't have a single source vendor last year. So, they had some additional money that was sitting there and they were able to, purchase the, commercials on Comcast, which are Monday Night Football. So if you're a Comcast customer and you want to see a Raton commercial, I believe we have four on those football games. And we want to thank KRTN for securing that because that's a huge, huge thing for Raton to be able to be on TV. So
we've had very positive feedback on that. It's nice, and the commercial was very well put together. And it goes out to potentially, there are 273,000 households in New Mexico on Comcast. Yeah. So that not only gets us feeling better about us and looking at that, but also gets the word out and maybe just plants the seed in there. Does look nice.
You know, and we had a grant writing workshop here, I believe it was a couple weeks ago, for the state of New Mexico Main Street program. And so I think we had 10 or 12 people come into town. But I had a girl from Silver City tell me that she saw Raton on Monday Night Football and a girl from Los Alamos. So that was pretty exciting. And then even the director of the program said that he saw it. And I believe he lives in Española. So
great.
Yeah. So it was
girls
exciting.
Saw it, huh?
Yeah,
all
girls
right.
saw. Well, I'm sure they're sitting there with their husband.
Yeah.
It's a time with their husband or time alone, you know.
Yeah.
So,
you
know. Exactly. I actually enjoy football a little. It's not always my first pick, but it's often on at our house. So it's either, like I said, sit in the room with my husband and enjoy the time kind of with him or spend it somewhere else.
Well, we could certainly go on and on and on. And we've got a lot happening here in our area. Stacy, want to thank you for your efforts, and Raton Main Street also a big part of our community right now. And apparently other people are feeling pretty good about it too. You have 32
businesses
on this Receipt Saver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the exciting thing about that is that I put everybody on there so that we tried not to miss anybody. And then we went around and asked everybody and put a little okay by their name. And everybody was saying okay. And to me, that was just really exciting to see that we'd actually picked a promotion that people really felt good about, as well as, you know, that they wanted to participate and all come together. So that to me was a huge feat, I guess, was just getting everybody to say yes, because I didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. I expected a few people to not want to bother with it, you know, right. Even though it doesn't take much for them because they're going to be giving a receipt to customers anyway.
Okay.
Sometimes it's easier just to say no than to have to worry about what you might need to know, you know. So I was excited. Okay. I think that's great.
So get your Receipt Saver envelope at the participating merchants. All of them have them. And then save those receipts. And then on January 13th, they'll tally them up and have a little raffle for cash prizes, a recliner, etc. And also, what, 22 you said in the Christmas Carol?
Yeah, 22 windows, yeah.
Okay. And so go by the Main Street office there and pick up your little map and entry
form
for that. Well,
everybody has entry forms, and I'm even going to leave some here for you. So the people that are participating have entry forms. And then you just fill them out. The contest runs till December 21st. And then the bags I've got to get delivered today, but they will be available at Museum, at the Old Pass Gallery, the Schuller Theater, and the Visitor Center. And it's just a little bag where you can drop your entry form in it so that I can pick all of those up and start seeing who has the most answers and the most correct answers.
Okay.
One of the special things is this year that we're doing is that anybody that participates gets 5 tickets into this raffle that we're doing for the Receipt Saver. So it's kind of a thank you for just participating, you know, getting out there and giving it a try. Whether you can guess all 22 right or if you can only guess 2 right, you'll get 5 tickets to go into the Receipt Saver promotion.
Okay. And they're in the Schuller Theater right there on North 2nd Street, downtown Raton. And the number 445-4760 for Raton Main Street. Thanks not only to you, Stacy, but to your board and to your members. Whew, takes a lot.
It does.
It takes a lot, and very, very busy. Lots of successes. Music on Main Street has grown and grown and grown.
Right, it really has. And we've tried to even add some programs on our street fairs. Tend to get bigger, and the amount of vendors, I think we're averaging about 30 now. Used to be about 20, I think, and has just grown by a few every year. We also do the Best of Raton, which is a fun event and brings people out. The Facade Squad, it was another huge, you know, thing that we did last October, and we're hoping to do another one of those in the spring or the fall. We've got to get, you know, businesses that are interested in doing that, but it's a great time. You know, we had over 40 volunteers come out and help rehab, you know, some downtown buildings facades. So that was great.
It was great. Yeah. And then, you know, small victories too. You helped with Santa coming into town there on Saturday, and that was very good. So some things that maybe we're not necessarily planned for, but hey, can you do this?
And we're trying to step up. There's some other areas like Cinco de Mayo. We're looking at that maybe being our kickoff to the street fair, street dance. You know, we normally hold later in May, but we think that that might be a great fit for our kickoff and try to really bring in some truly authentic music and food and really have, you know, a great celebration to kick off our Music on Main series. And then, you know, we did do the Battle of the Bands last fall, and we might return that event and look at it as a fundraiser, you know, for other things going on in the community. And we tried to pull off the 4th of July parade, you know, this year, and then with the fire and so many resources being taxed, we didn't quite get it done, but we do want to do that this year. So we're looking at doing the barbecue in the park and the parade for 4th of July. And we would love to have a lighted parade next year. So, you know, we weren't able to do that this year either. Just, you know, it costs a lot of money. We've never done parades before. So, you know, when you're looking at adding new events, that's adding dollars to your insurance policy. So we'll need a little support to pull that off. And hopefully the community will really step out and try to, you know, take part in these parades and get our entry numbers up so that we can have some great parades to bring bring people out and bring people to our town to enjoy, you know, the great 4th of July events that we have going on, as well as our holiday events.
We have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to participate in, so get on out there. And also, don't forget, tomorrow, it's the signature event and the website development for the Arts and Culture District. That meeting is going to be at noon at the Sweet Shop, and that's right. Tomorrow. So invite you there. All right, Stacy, part one, we'll have you back, I'm sure, because there are more things to talk about, but thanks again.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks so much for what you do for us.
Raton Main Street. And our superstars of business, thanks also to Pioneer Natural Resources.